We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome into another PHNX Suns Fast Take. I'm your host, Espo. And today, I want to talk to you about trades. No, there hasn't been a trade made, but we have heard millions of rumors and hundreds of players, it feels like, from Jay Crowder to Dario Saric to DeAndre Ayton and everybody in between, rumored to be going places for players like KD and Harrison Barnes and Eric Gordon and Grayson Allen and John Collins and fill in the blank and this guy who's not in the league anymore. You get the point. We've heard so many trade rumors during this season and last offseason that it begins to make your head spin. But there may be a reason why the Suns haven't made one yet. Earlier today, Shams Charania over at The Athletic put out a story about how John Collins is being made available by the Hawks. And he said the Suns are showing some interest in John Collins, but they, quote, appear uninclined to take on long-term money. He goes on to say later in the article that it's, quote, not clear how many future assets they can move. This is concerning for multiple reasons, but most of all, because the Phoenix Suns are so close to a title that one move could change everything and put them over the top. But why, you ask? Why can't they make the move? Well, it goes back to the same person that it seems to always go back to when it involves this, but this time for different reasons. The future former owner of this Phoenix Suns team, the disgraced, is trying to sell this team, looking for a new owner. And part of that process means the team can't add additional salary and won't move future assets, reportedly, because they don't know what path the new owner's going to want to go down. I get it to a certain extent, but you're in the business of basketball to win. Even when you are getting out of the business of basketball, the goal for the organization is to win. And you can't tell me adding a player who makes a few more million over the next handful of years is going to devalue something that's reportedly going to go for $4.5 to $4.8 billion. Yeah, I'm sorry, but that's not going to impact the sale price. And trading a first-round pick or two, that ain't going to lop a billion off this. That ain't going to lop a couple million off this. It's pocket change. So why? It's frustrating because the disgraced future former owner is known for being spiteful, petty, if you will. There's a 43-page report that that showcases that. Oh, and I spent 5 years within the organization and saw it firsthand. The man can be petty. So if that's the case, and you're being forced out and selling your team, regardless of how much money you're going to make, wouldn't you consider taking a little more time than it may need to? Every report says it'll take 6 to 9 months, which at best puts you around the trade deadline. But if you're sitting there and you're making the decision on when and how to sell, and you happen to be spiteful, wouldn't you take a little extra time to potentially make sure that this franchise doesn't get the assets that they may need to win a title? Now, I don't know. This is a report from Shams Charania, and I'm not sure if it's 100% true. I imagine it is. And I haven't heard from anybody in the Suns front office personally that's saying they're handcuffed. But this sure seems like somebody in there may have said something to Shams. And if that's the case, how is James Jones going to do his job? Now, he historically hasn't been known for making big moves at the deadline, so maybe he wouldn't anyways. But wouldn't you like the option, if you're him, or if you're the fan base for that matter, to be able to make that kind of move? What if the difference in winning a title and flaming out in the second round again is taking on the contract of John Collins for multiple years in exchange for some of your expiring contracts and first-round picks, and it gets you a ring this year? Doesn't that make that team more valuable to the next owner? Heck, couldn't it make it more valuable in a potential sale even if it drags on longer? The fact that this is even a question doesn't surprise me, because drama with a capital D seems to follow Bobby Boy around wherever he goes. This team deserves to win a title. This fan base deserves to win a title. And if not being able to add long-term money or deal future assets is the reason that they don't, it should make a lot of you angry. I'm Espo, and this is another PHNX Suns Fast Take. Make sure to check out our audio feed throughout the week. We'll exclusively do 5 to 10 minute takes here multiple times a week just for you, the audio listener. Thanks.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.